Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Now, here is Dr. J. Otis Yoder with Hope for Today.
The human mind is a marvel. Mankind is the only creature capable to reason. The brain functions baffle all scientists. We have a remarkable capacity within our brain containers. Why do the academics pride themselves in their supposed wisdom? Well, wisdom is preferable to ignorance. That is certainly true. I recall hearing one of my missionary friends say that when they went to the country of their mission activity, they had to teach the people there to boil their water, because they thought drinking water out of the water hole made them sick, because there were spirits in the water. Well, there were germs. However, in the most serious areas of life, human wisdom can and does fail us. In 1 Corinthians 2:6-10, I will tell you why from the writings of the Apostle Paul. Now, open your Bible to 1 Corinthians 2:6-10. And here is the word of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world, that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Here then the Apostle Paul gives us the clear reasons why human wisdom fails. Follow me. The first reason human wisdom fails is, human wisdom is curtailed by the total of zero. Human wisdom is always fluid, on the move. We never really arrive. I remember some years ago when addressing a group of young people about the truthhood of truth, one of them said to me, I believe truth is a receding horizon. I said, I don't. I believe truth is absolute. I believe your concept of truth is a receding horizon. So we keep moving on into more and more of the truth that is available. When I was teaching at a Christian college, the dean said one day, we are doubling our knowledge every 10 years. I presume by now we double our knowledge in much less time than that, at least in certain fields. No one has all the facts, but often the conclusion is wrong because the basis of what is known is all that is used. And of course, that's all we can use. And we are sure that we don't know everything, therefore our conclusions must be tentative. We applaud the progress of learning, but we should recognize that human wisdom is always tentative. We do not know everything. Our computer networks place vast areas of knowledge at our fingertips, whole libraries in different parts of the world. However, it is never total. You cannot come to total accumulation of knowledge. It is humanly impossible. As I was saying, conclusions are often drawn without total facts, and they end up at zero. The Apostle Paul says, it comes to naught. The wisdom of this world and the wisdom of princes comes to naught. That's zero. Listen to Campus Alert. It reports the backtracking of one of the leading evolutionists of our time and nation. I quote, the audience sat in stunned silence. All eyes were on the speaker at the front. The speaker leaned forward on the podium, grinned at the audience, and spoke. State of shock? He asked. The speaker was Michael Ruse, celebrated evolutionists, and the occasion was the national meeting of the members of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. As a keynote speaker, Bruce had just completed his speech in which he was asked to specifically debunk the new creationist. And members of the American Association for the Advancement of Science did get a shock. Instead of criticizing the opposing side, Bruce stated publicly for the first time that he now essentially agrees with the main point of the new creationists. The theory of evolution, as it is now understood, lies more in the realm of philosophy, not science. End of quote. Well, there you have it, my friend. The failure of human wisdom is due to its curtailment of a total of zero. As the Apostle Paul clearly stated, one reason the human wisdom fails is its bottom line is zero. The second reason human wisdom fails is human wisdom is controlled by a twisted zeal. Paul illustrated this reason by the crucifixion of Christ. Because they did not understand, they crucified the Lord of glory. Divine truth escaped them because of their basic presupposition. They concluded no one can be both divine and human as Jesus is, and since by their philosophical conclusion it is impossible, they considered Jesus as a normal human being, therefore subject to human government and human court. They considered him a usurper in the realm of religion. The Roman governor Pilate condemned the innocent by his own admission, which was contrary to the Roman law. It was also contrary to the Jewish law. Now, Peter, in his sermon on the day of Pentecost, made some very compelling statements. I want you to listen to several of them, recorded in Acts 2:22-24. Listen. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. Peter was appealing to them on the basis of their own particular understanding. When speaking to the council, the Sanhedrin, after the healing of the man that was born lame, Peter said, and I quote now from Acts 3:12-17, listen, Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I know that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. You see, that is what the Apostle Paul said. The princes of this world through ignorance did it. Paul states clearly that human wisdom fails because it is controlled by a twisted zeal. The third reason human wisdom fails is human wisdom is circumscribed by a limited zone. It cannot go beyond that which it has prerogatives for or ability to travel in. Divine truth goes beyond reason. Now get this clear. It is not unreasonable, but it goes beyond reason. No one has the ability to arrive at divine truth without the revelation from God. The human mind is incapable of reaching out there to divine wisdom without some input from the divine mind. The Apostle Paul made it very clear in verse 9. He said, Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. So divine truth is not discernible by the human eye. It is not discernible by the human ear. It is not discernible by the human heart. Back in the 1700s, there was a man by the name of Immanuel Kant, a German philosopher. In his literary works, Immanuel Kant aimed to show that because of human limitation of reason, no one can really arrive at the reality of anything outside of human experience. That's exactly what Paul wrote about in verse 9. If you depend upon your human reason, you will not be able to understand what God has in store for them that love him. To break out of this limited zone, we must depend on divine revelation, the revelation in the Holy Bible. That is why God gave us the Bible, so we could know divine truth. So then, to know truth, we are dependent on divine revelation. Our secular schools and universities without God cannot arrive at truth. The reason is, they depend on faulty human wisdom. Here again are the reasons why human wisdom fails. Human wisdom is curtailed by the total of zero. Human wisdom is controlled by twisted zeal. Human wisdom is circumscribed by limited zone. So I urge you, come to the Holy Bible, which can lead you into divine wisdom. Let us pray. All-wise God, we are amazed when we think of all the possibilities we have as human beings, and how thou hast made us with minds to reason. I also confess before thee now, Lord, that human wisdom comes short without divine revelation and divine wisdom. So I pray for my friend, Lord, and I pray for myself, because I want to be open and ready to receive the wisdom that comes from above, by the impartation of divine truth from the holy book of God. And this I pray for my friend. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, friend, I must take you back to 1 Corinthians 1:30, where the apostle says that Jesus Christ is made unto us wisdom. Now we understand that when we are properly related to him, then we have wisdom that goes beyond human wisdom. Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for reminding us of how little we really know in comparison to God's wisdom. Friend, if you're relying on your own wisdom to find a way to God, I must tell you, lovingly but firmly, you will not find him. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me." So let me urge you to submit to God's wisdom and receive Jesus as your own personal Savior. To help you understand what this means, we have a little booklet we'd like to send you. It's called The Choice is Yours. Just write to us and ask for the booklet. Again, it's called The Choice is Yours. Our mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or you can go to our website at www.heraldsofhope.org and send us your request by the email link that's provided there. Remember, the booklet is called The Choice is Yours. Once again, the mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, and the zip code is 15533. Now you be sure to join us next week as we continue our Bible study titled Knowing the Unknowable. Until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.